All right, everybody, welcome back to your favorite podcast in the world for the moment.
Sure.
Hopefully. Well, they're listening, ain't they? They're here. They downloaded the episode. Say,
my. They did? Well,
yes, you have to literally go in, find this shit, and be like, oh, well, let's see what's up.
You know, oh, my.
And I'm in, like, the middle of, you know, renaming the whole fucking shit to, you know, something, you know, more clickbaity. You know, dicks versus chicks or something like that. Something that hasn't already been taken. But the problem with podcasts is, like, you can make a podcast, do, like, an episode and a half of, like, just shitty fucking broadcasting, and, you know, put it out there, and then the fucking, you know, shit's already taken up. I hate that.
Oh my God.
It's like, dude, if you're not going to commit to at least a year of fucking podcasting, you know, at least 12 fucking episodes, don't even bother. I hate these people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's still unaccomplished to have made an episode of a podcast.
Let me see if you're talking in the right. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
It ain't that hard to make a one episode of a podcast. Like, literally, you can go down and just, like, look up, you know, a podcast, and it's like, oh, look, they have 6 episodes done that they did back in 2017 that are still being hosted somewhere. Just delete them. Just delete them off the internet, and, you know, it'll be fine. But for now, it's the Human Podcast. Eventually, I will get it changed. But I am Alex the Truck. This is my lovely wife, Mrs. Truck.
Thank you.
And the one over there eating right now is Courtney. You know, more awake than last week. Because last week, she was dead. She, like, fell asleep in the middle of the podcast. I'm like, oh, podcast is over? All right. Yeah. Get some sleeps.
It's nice when you have a good sleep.
Oh, dude, like,
it's so nice.
When you're, like, balls deep in that bed, it is the best. When you're just, like, you know, like, you know, spooning that pillow, fucking making it the little spoon, it's like, ugh, hell yeah. Like, when the room temperature is, like, that perfect temperature where it's a little bit chilly, but that blanket, like, makes your, like, body temperature, like, the right fucking shit. Oh, it's better than sex. Like, if I was to, you know, have, like, a perfect night of sleep or, you know, slam some clam, get that fucking dumb pussy out of here.
As an equally sad, broke millennial, I share your viewpoint.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you were, like, having, like, one of those, like, awesome sleeps and I, like, woke you up, I'm like, hey, I have dick here for you. And you, like, looked over at me and you're like, I was having an amazing sleep.
I don't know. I might take dick.
You're already awake, so yeah, you're going to have to take dick. Like, you're married to me. You have to take dick. It is like, it's almost a crime sometimes what I do to you. I'm like, oh, no, she's going to call the police right now. Like, take my dick. Yeah, fucking. Ugh. It's like, she's like on the phone with a 911. Listen to his moans. Ugh. I'm like, ah. Oh. Police come and arrest me, and like, what are you doing to this poor lady? Mochi, do you want to come say hello to the podcast people? Okay, and then Mochi says fuck you everybody
with a sassy booty.
Yeah, she's just like, I don't care.
She's too proud of her butthole.
I don't know why cats would be proud of their butthole. Like, they don't use it.
Do you see her straight?
They literally use it for nothing. Like, porn stars should be proud of their butthole. Like, my butthole paid for a house. Like, that's an accomplishment. To, you know, just spread your fucking butthole and take cocks in it, and you paid for a fucking house with that shit.
Okay, so long-haired cats are also proud of their butthole. It's just their fluff is too long. It hides it.
Seriously?
Yes, that's literally it.
I mean, if I could do anything with any of my body parts, I would. In a millisecond, easily. Like, if I could show pictures of my penis on the internet and make, like, $100, that's an accomplishment.
Really?
Yeah. Like women can show pictures of their tits on the internet, make $100 first day. I can show pictures of my penis all day, every day, and make $100 in a year. Maybe. Like, I'd have to do some crazy shit. They're like, put a staple through the head of your penis. And then I get, like, one tip for $100.
Hmm.
And there's people that have done way worse for free. What are you doing?
I have a canker sore under my tongue, and I'm trying to pop it.
Okay, yeah, you're, like, making weird faces over there.
It hurts a lot.
You're just like, ew. Yeah.
Why?
Because it'll hurt less if I pop it as opposed to leaving it.
Oh, well, whatever. That sucks for you. But I don't even remember what I was talking about. My mouse is fucking dead, so this sucks.
You didn't get more batteries when we went to the store?
No, they were locked up. Like, I'm a fucking criminal. I'm about to steal batteries. It was insane. Like, all the batteries are locked. I'm like, it's held on by fucking a piece of cardboard. I could rip it off.
Okay, you could.
There's a dude with a goatee standing there with a security shirt on. What the fuck was I supposed to do? He might have fucking been like, sir, you
babe,
know. What?
In these situations, you call your white wife over.
Yeah, they're understaffed. Okay. I don't care. I'm just going to buy them from Amazon.
Oh, my God.
I literally have a plug-in mouse right over there.
You texted me and I would have left the line.
No, I saw you. I'm like, it was right there in the front, right by the self-checkout. I could have ripped it off and just been like, yeah, I'm going to buy these.
Oh, my God. Next time, just text me.
I'm not going to do it. I need one battery for like 2 more weeks. And I'm just going to plug in the mouse. Fuck yeah, it's already done.
Oh, it does plug in.
No, this mouse does not plug in. No, this is a wireless mouse. I have a plug-in mouse over there, which is a completely separate mouse.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that plugs into the back of the computer with a wire and all that shit.
I just thought there was one mouse.
No, I have like 17 for no good reason. It's a nightmare.
Are any of them the the ball thumb track?
No.
Because that's the only type.
What? Why would anyone in the world ever get that piece of shit?
Because you don't have to move a mouse around. Your hand stays still and you just rub it with your thumb.
Yeah, no. Like, women are like, this is where the clit is. And they, like, rub it and it's, like, orgasmic for them. Like, you fucking...
It takes up less energy.
I don't care. I'm not good at Call of Duty with a thumb.
You can play Okay, you know what? I'm not going to ask any more dumb questions.
Yeah, please don't. So, on to the first story. U.S. court blocks Florida law restricting drag performances.
Yes!
It is the third time this month that the federal courts have enjoined laws backed by... Ron DeSantis, that target LGBTQ people. So, a U.S. judge on Friday blocked a new federal law restricting drag performances. This is just dumb on his, you know, behalf. Like, most of America is gay, or at least an ally. Don't fucking make enemies of these people. And you know... Old people are sitting there in their retirement homes playing golf, going to the beach, and, you know, screaming about Trump. They're not going to fucking drag perform. It's a retirement community, the entire state. It's either you're young, energetic, doing cocaine and overdosing and dying, or you're old, you know.
Also overdosing
and dying. You know, except, you know, one of them is, you know, overdosing and dying on their prescription pills.
Wow.
Nah, that felt kind of flat.
Well, I'm not the fucking, you know, joke guy that you always want. Like, everyone's like, he's a comedian, but he didn't say a great joke every single time.
Yeah, babe.
Like, that, nope. Like, anytime I have to, like, you know, go try some new shit, you know, I have to get on stage and eat absolute shit. I have to. I have to get up there and try my new jokes. Some of them get a chuckle. Some of them don't. Sometimes I'll have someone come up and be like, you are really funny. Holy shit. I'm like, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Now I'm not going to go home and kill myself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And like, I like last Monday, I had a chick come up to me and be like, you reminded me of Louis C.K.
You had a chick come up to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have chicks come up to me all the time.
Yep.
Most of the performers are women.
That's different.
That's different?
Yes. I am not married to any of the other comedians who are being approached by, and I quote, chicks. And quote.
See, they approach me because I talk about you on stage. So they're like, he's not going to try and fuck me. And they're right. Because I'm like, I don't want to fuck you. That's awful. You're 86.
Ah, dang it. I made assumptions, didn't I?
You did.
I made dreadful assumptions.
You made dreadful assumptions.
That was so unkind of me.
Like, it's a 21 and up bar in a fucking high tourist area. That's not very fun for the young types. I'm easily one of the youngest people there.
Dang it. I hate that I made assumptions.
Really?
Yeah. I find that rather annoying.
Like, one of my new friends out there is Julia, and just, she wanted, like, she made a great joke. She's like, I would like to thank my mom and dad for coming here. She's like, Mom? Dad? Oh, yeah, that's right. They died, like, 20 years ago. Because her parents are dead and she's old.
Please, I'm sorry.
My wife thinks it's hot young women with perky tits coming up to me. You are so funny. And like, you know, fucking like doing like the fucking little swirly thing with her hair. Can I suck your cock off your body? It's happened zero times ever. Ever. In a million years. Like, I'll be doing comedy. And it's like, you're funny looking, but.
Why is that your creepy voice?
That's the voice. That's the voice of someone coming up. You are so. Like, the only girl that I know that is, like, somewhat my age is Jen. And she is like, you are a garbage comedian. You should never, ever go up and do comedy. I'm funnier than you. You're terrible. I'm like, thank you, Jen. That's how women like my age, you know, treat me. But I also always tell Jen that she has a fat, hairy cock. So, I mean, it kind of evens out. It's pretty great. But speaking of cock havers, yeah. So DeSantis fucking is like doing this, and they're like, yeah, you can't fucking, you know, stop, you know, these gay people from having fun.
Like, this is kind of, it's just like they're like throwing like a ball at him, just goes, and he keeps just like blocking the ball to keep trying to pass, like get it past him. Like,
I feel like he's just like trying to play like, you know, four square, but he's in a corner by himself. He's like, I'm going to hit you. And it's like, no, you're fucking dying. Foursquare is a game that we played with, you know, in a square that had four people. So you'd like pass it to somebody else. And it was like table tennis, but in four squares.
Like you're passing something?
Yeah, passing like a bouncy ball. So like a big bouncy ball, like a big red, you know, kickball.
So you're like, you're throwing it?
You didn't go to public school. You don't get any of my references.
No, I am homeschooled.
Yeah, I know. It's like when I tell you about butts up, you're like, what the fuck is butts up?
I know nothing. I was homeschooled and then I went to college.
Do you know what butts up is, Courtney?
No.
Thank you.
God damn. None of y'all fucking know anything about any of my shit.
Yeah, babe. Yeah.
But back on to gender equality. Japan fucked up bad. Japan sends a male minister to lead a G7 meeting on women's empowerment. Yeah. Yeah, no, like, exactly. Like, the fucking picture that they took, you know, is just one dude in the middle of a grip of women, and it's the G7 Ministerial Meeting on Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment, and they sent a dude to lead this whole thing.
It's great.
I'm like, oh.
Good job.
You
thumbs up.
You missed the assignment. I hope this dude fucked all these women, though. I hope he got all that fucking pussy. I mean, there's some fuckables there. Like, the one on the fucking far left, she's an old bitch, like, Betty White-looking bitch. No. Over? No, no.
Okay, I only like the chick in the brightest pink blazer.
Like, that little one, I feel like he could pick her up and be like, yeah, and have a great time with that. You know, hit her with his big old Japanese dick. Like, Japan doesn't have titties, but it does have penises. Better than America, which pisses me off.
Although, if you look at the chick on, like, on the far right long enough, it looks like she has a cat on the front of her shirt. And I'm also liking that.
I don't see the cat at all, but...
You have to look at it for a while.
I'm not looking at it for a while.
I know you're not.
I don't care. But, yeah, the nation's gathered in the Japanese city of Nikkyo. I don't know. 70 miles north of Tokyo for a 2-day summit on gender equality, women's empowerment, where they discussed everything from sexual violence to LGBT rights to economic imbalances, vowing to reduce wage gap and boost women's representation in executive and managerial positions. But the summit also made for an awkward photo hop highlighting Japan's ongoing struggles with gender. Yeah, unfortunately, over there in Japan, they are kind of, you know, male-dominated.
Wow, I never would have guessed from all the animes.
Yeah. Yep.
What is that supposed to mean? We're trying, okay? But women are just so, like, indecisive. Like, I've seen you, like, try and, like, pick out, like, bread. Like, what bread do I want? You know, you have to be decisive to run a business. We can't be like, what kind of curtains should we have for the new office? Oh, sorry, we already filed bankruptcy like 3 years ago. Aw.
It takes time to get what you want.
And means, women will never get it.
No, that means considering all of your options. All of your options.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you'll see what happens. Oh, shit, no. Fuck me. I need to just, like, the battery is, like, right on its, like, last, like, little bit. It sucks. But this last week, I did go to a psychedelic meeting, you know, where they didn't, you know, hand.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go?
Went fucking top notch. They taught me a lot of shit that I already knew. Some shit that I did not know.
Excellent.
And, you know, how to grow mushrooms. And it is fucking top-notch. They're coming to comedy on Monday. I invited them all to comedy. I'm trying to get them to come up on stage as well and say some shit. Yeah, I'm fucking excited.
That's so exciting! Why didn't you tell me this? Oh my god, that's so cool! But, that is so cool!
So, you know, I'm gonna try and get involved more with this whole fucking, you know, group of people. And, like, grow mushrooms and, you know, do it legally and maybe even make a business of it. I might be the next, you know, mushroom fucking farmer that grows, like, cool mushrooms and leads research into, you know, finding out what happens.
Oh, my God. And then you can quit your job and you can do comedy as much as you want up here.
Yeah, no. I haven't quit my job. You don't, like, people are like, you can just grow mushrooms and get so much fucking weight. And it's like, yeah, it doesn't work that way. Like, you grow, like, a big-ass fucking thing, and, like, that water weight, like, mushrooms are, like, 90% water. And it's like, oh, fuck, okay, yeah, I got, like, 10 grams here. and you can't really charge too much. But Australia legalizes psychedelics for mental health, which is a great step forward. Australia has become the first country in the world to legalize the use of psychedelics to treat some mental health conditions. You know, people will say America did it. No, states did that. The entire country still classifies psychedelics as, you know, federally illegal, you know, class two fucking drugs. Approved psychiatrists can now prescribe MDMA to those suffering post-traumatic stress disorder and magic mushrooms for some types of depression. The controversial move has been hailed as a game changer by many scientists and mental health experts. However, others say the move has been too hasty and should not be overhyped. You know, experts say there's still a risk of a bad trip when the user has an unpleasant experience under the influence of drugs. Yeah, okay. If you are a doctor prescribing this shit, you should know your fucking patients. And these are, you know, psychiatrists and shit like that. They know their fucking patients better than some fucking, you know, dumb, you know, GP. So I feel like it could be a great fucking thing. You know, MDMA is a great fucking drug. I do not recommend it for everybody. And same thing with mushrooms. I don't recommend psychedelics for everybody. Do your research. See if it's something that could work for you. But
like, if I could do this instead of taking medications 4 times a day, that'd be pretty fucking sweet.
Well, like, I mean, that
got me down to once a day, let's be honest, but still.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm kind of looking into for you is, you know, mushrooms do have medicinal properties, like, other than just psychedelics, and you can powder them and encapsulate them. And so I want to look into, like, microdosing for you.
I love you.
I love you, too. You know, like, obviously I can't fucking, you know, do that all the time. And the microdose does not get you, like, high, like, oh, I'm seeing fucking shapes, dude.
Obviously.
But it does give you, like, that boost, like that, yeah, I'm having a great day petting the kitties. And you're just like, yep, cool. Now it won't, you know, solve the whole world, but maybe it can.
Treating symptoms is good.
And I just want to, you know, find out what can be done. What can be done with reishi? What can be done with lion's mane? What can be done with shiitake? What can be done, you know, with all these fucking, you know, mushroom strains? You know, what can they do? They're fucking magical fucking things. And I want to fucking champion it to where it is not some, you know, evil fucking, oh, you got mushrooms, those are bad. No, fuck off. They're great. So, good job, Australia. You know, you're going to have a bunch of fucking cunts being bitten by snakes and spiders while fucking tripping on mushrooms, but, you know, at least they're going to have a good time.
You make that sound like that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, how much would it...
Australia is overpopulated, just like all the continent.
Like, it'd be great. It's like, oh, doctor, I'm going to die, gotten bit by a fucking, you know, dangerous spider. And it's like, here's mushrooms. Oh, yeah, that's better. It's like, you're still going to die, but it's like, yeah, but I'm going to be one with the earth now. Give me my didgeridoo. I'm going to play a little diddle for you. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, take away his didgeridoo. He's garbage at it. No one is good at the didgeridoo. I hate to say that. No one's good at the didgeridoo. I've never fucking, you know, heard a banger song come out of a didgeridoo. Have you?
So, the didgeridoo is actually a religious instrument?
Yeah.
Like, it's...
So is the fucking, you know, drop pan, but I've heard bangers come out of a drop pan. I've heard bangers come out of an organ. I've heard bangers come out of every other instrument except that one and the cowbell. I feel like it's like a, you know, supporting instrument, like the triangle. Ding. I'm not gonna.
You gotta listen to it for a while before you can appreciate it.
Maybe if I'm on mushrooms. Maybe people will like be like, listen, be like, man, this didgeridoo fucking slaps. Hell yeah. Give me some MDMA and some mushrooms. We're gonna go fucking listen to the didgeridoos and find the Sasquatch.
They do sound nice.
Hi, I'm Wait, Sassy, what? The Sasquatch. What?
Nothing.
Oh, look at you over here smoking cigs. You're just a ciggy butt brain, aren't you? Oh, look at you. Just smoking cigarettes all day. All right, give me one. Oh, you got mushrooms? Hell yeah, mate. Fucking give me some of them. And they're like talking to aliens and shit. And like, next thing you know, you're gonna have like fucking high Australian snakes on mushrooms. And then they're gonna learn how to fly and take over the world. But they're gonna be like really peaceful. Like, we don't wanna bite anybody, but y'all are just a bunch of cunts to us. Like, they like mentally communicate with everybody and take over the planet. Because, like, rich people don't want to get bitten by these snakes because they're still venomous. I like how you cannot keep up with, like, my dumb brain.
No, I'm trying to figure out where the wings came from. Like, did they sprout feathers or have their scales,
no, they
like,
just, like, now they're just all fucking, like, super duper, like,
No, what is the physical structure of this snake with wings?
Like, they're
what
like,
are the,
le,
what,
like
are, what are the wings made of?
Like, fucking pterodactyl wings.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm back.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't realize you left.
Where have you?
We went on a fucking journey.
Oh, no, I missed it.
We went on, like, the best journey about mushrooms and shit. Oh, man, you missed it. You're going to listen back to the episode now.
And flying dinosaurs.
Flying snakes, taking over the world is great.
I was listening in until my headset died.
Man, I like nailed like an Australian accent. It was great.
It was good.
It was a good accent.
A little bit, yeah.
Don't even give me that. So.
Oh my God, Courtney! It doesn't hurt to be positive.
Be positive. I'm gonna cry now. Next story. One of my favorites I saw. A Cartier boss, like a jewelry company, with a $7.5 billion fortune, says the prospect of the poor rising up keeps them awake at night. And I love this. You know, with the robots creating, you know, structural unemployment. And, you know, essentially the multi-billion dollar owner of a luxury jewelry company, you know, has revealed his greatest fear, robots replacing workers and the poor just fucking coming down to kill them, essentially.
Wow. And
that's going to happen. Because guess what? Once, you know, the 1% own like 99.999% of all the wealth, what's to stop us from just coming and killing you? You know, what do you have? You know, you have everything to lose and we have nothing to lose. And if it's just 1% of the population versus 99% of the population, just do that math. One guy versus 99 people. It fucking goes out of your favor real fucking quick. Now, I'm doing well. I'm like middle class at this point. I'm doing fine. But if everything got stripped away from me, if I like lost my house, lost everything because the guys at the fucking top decided to change the price of diesel and say, fuck all the truck drivers, we don't need you guys anymore, fuck everybody, we're gonna just take it all down, then I might just go find one of these motherfuckers. Go find out where the fuck they are. Go take them down. Because here's the thing, like, you know, violence fucking works. You know, yeah, if I fucking shoot you, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison, but you're going to be dead. And now all your wealth gets distributed evenly between your family. And then, you know, my wife, you know, called it the head of a Hydra.
It ain't going to be that. No one's going to want to be the head of the Hydra no more, because now you got 99% of the population mad at the head of the Hydra.
So being in prison is better than being dead?
Easily, yeah.
Why?
Because you're treated like a fucking hero in prison. Because it, like, imagine this. Imagine you're homeless on the street. You have nothing. You just got your fucking house taken away from you. You got your car taken away from you. You have nothing to go on. And then you fucking go and take down one of the fucking giant heads that have like a $50 billion fucking fortune. Now that guy that owns $50 billion is dead, and that gets fucking divided up, you know, between the people. You're going to not want to have fucking money.
No.
Like the Batman movie with Bane, you know, essentially what happened is they blew up all the bridges and they're like, yeah. And then they just went into fucking rich people's homes and ripped them out of their fucking homes and killed them.
Death is a relief. Wow. It is not a punishment.
Yeah, but if you worked your entire life to get to your fortune only to fucking face a violent fucking death, it's gonna suck real bad. And especially if you have to watch your fucking entire family get murdered in front of you because you were a piece of shit.
Yeah, but then he's dead.
Or I can just keep you alive. Keep, like, make you suffer every fucking day.
But
make
you're also in prison?
Well, guess what? If I fucking, if the entire, if 99% of the population rises up, who's gonna stop them? The cops? You know, if you're a cop that's like, hey, stop fucking with that, you know, one percenter, we just kill you. You have 25 people rush over and beat you to death. You're not going to, no one's going to fucking want to, you know, save you. If you're that one person that everyone fucking hates, you know, are you going to be that one person that fucking tries to go back? They're not that bad. Like, imagine, like, if, you know, you're a person that's like, you know what? Adolf Hitler was a pretty good guy. There's a lot of people that did not like Adolf Hitler. You saw how that ended, right? There's a lot of people that did not like fucking, you know, Gaddafi. You know, Gaddafi fucking had his life ended by a machete up his ass.
Oh, yeah.
By the people rising up, ripping him out of his house, and fucking just shoving a machete up his ass and cutting his fucking head off and putting it on a pike. Like, that's what you fucking get. That's what fucking happens when the poor are so fucking poor that they have nothing else to lose. No one went to prison for that.
Huh.
So guess what? You know, go ahead and make your fucking millions. Laugh now, die later. You know, yeah, if you're a billionaire right now, you should be terrified. You can't go out in public. You cannot go, like, because people are just going to come steal from you. People are going to come kill you. People, you have enemies. If you have $1 billion, you have enemies that want you dead. And if you offer $50,000 to a guy to say, hey, go kill that person, and, you know, that $50,000 can, you know, take care of his family for a long time, you go kill that guy, end up 25 years in prison, come out and out. Fuck yeah. And you're a hero in prison? Yeah, I'd be terrified if I was a billionaire right now.
So, what would you do to prevent the situation?
Make more businesses, make more opportunities for fucking people, make sure I was not a fucking billionaire, make sure my employees got paid well. Make sure that, you know, my business was fucking awesome. Like, Bernie Sanders is loved by a lot of fucking people because he's not a corrupt piece of shit politician. And he was fighting for the fucking people from the time he was a young man all the way to now. He's always been fucking fighting and always trying to do the right fucking thing, but the system has been banging him down. AOC, the same fucking shit. People love AOC because she was a barista. She's like, oh, you're poor? Okay, you're one of us. But the royal family? Go fuck yourself.
What made you change your stance on AOC?
she was poor and she's brown. I love poor brown people.
Oh, so now you know your now that you know her backstory, your opinion's changed.
I mean, I don't like her fucking political, you know, alignments. But her as a fucking person, she's okay, and I'm not gonna fucking kill her because she's obviously not a billionaire.
That's so cool.
Like, it, you know, when I'm fucking pulling people out of their house, like, I'm not saying not everyone will. I won't pull her out of the house. Somebody else might.
No, no, it's just cool. Continue.
So, on to the most racist story of the evening. I apologize ahead of time.
You do?
No, not at all. I just have to say dumb shit like that so people don't get mad at me. But the Jews can't teach people. I'm just going to say it straight out. Over in New York, 18 Hasidic schools failed to provide basic education, a New York City finds. And an 8-year investigation determined that the religious schools were breaking the law by not offering thousands of students adequate instructions in English and math.
That's fucked up.
You know, they're all fucking learning Yiddish and
no,
shit.
No, that's so fucked up. Jesus Christ, that's... Put some,
it's a way to control.
That's disgusting.
So, yeah. 18 private schools run by the Hasidic Jewish community have been breaking the law by not providing their students with an adequate secular education. The findings were an extraordinary rebuke of schools known as yeshivas, which receive hundreds of millions of dollars in public money annually, but have long resisted outside oversight. The determinations about the school, which offer intensive religious lessons in Yiddish, but little instructions in English, math, or other secular subjects, marked the first instance of the city conducting the private schools have failed to provide a sufficient education.
I am so happy this has been discovered and addressed.
Well, it's already fucking been known. Like, if you ever go to fucking New York City, into like the, you know, Jewish neighborhoods, it's just a bunch of Yiddish speaking people that can't even communicate with you and they don't want to fucking talk to you. They're very, you know, xenophobic. Like, get out of my fucking neighborhood.
That's so fucked up.
You fucking goddamn, you know, Gentile.
I'm so fucked up.
You fucking goy. Get out of that. Get out of here.
Oh my god. Shitty.
You know, the law, however, does not make it clear what the consequences the schools might face if they do not continue improving. Just stop giving them money. Just stop.
Yep.
Just be like, hey, you now have to fucking go to public education.
Yeah. My friend's parents did that. My piano teacher, she was Catholic. She didn't teach them anything.
Well, here's the thing. They don't know English. They don't know English math. They only know, you know, Judaism. They only know the religion, and that's all they fucking teach them in this. And they get hundreds of millions of dollars throughout all the schools, you know, and they have, like, a fucking wire that goes all the way around fucking New York City just to, you know, appease the fucking Jews. Just send them back. Just go back to fucking, you know, Israel or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Do not see your cage bars until someone explains them to you.
I don't understand why people go from one place and then they try to recreate the place that they were at.
They try and recreate their place. Now, Palestine and Israel is a whole fucking other subject. And yes, they, you know, were persecuted, but not in Israel and not really too bad over here in America. But yeah, they don't want their, you know, kids to, you know, leave the religion. They don't want their kids to leave the house to go out into the secular world. You know, they want to have like their own community. And I don't hate that, but it's like, you know, teach them English at bare minimum.
Yeah, they should be learning the arts. Like, not the arts, but, like, they should be learning all the subjects that they need to, math, English.
Yes, a basic education.
Yeah, so, you know, Eric Adams, you know, the mayor over there is, you know, trying to fucking, you know, get them to, you know, get back into fucking all the dumb bullshit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, holy shit. That guy has loud-ass speakers. But, yeah, I mean, anytime you go into, like, a Jewish neighborhood, it's kind of like, get the fuck out of here. It's like the hood. And just be like, hey, you're either going to fucking follow our rules over here or get the fuck out. We can get you the fuck on out. Go back to your own country. You know, like, I'll say that with pretty much anybody else that's from a different country. Like, they want to bring their own culture here, and I don't see too much wrong with that. But you're here, and you're living here and making money here, you have to follow a different set of rules. You know, same thing if I went to your country, I couldn't complain about the shit that happens over there. You know, you're over here, you cannot complain about the shit that happens over here. We're giving you an opportunity. And yep. I say, you know, step in line or get the fuck out. Go back to your own country. I'll pay for the plane trip. They're kind of fucking annoying, too.
It's kind of interesting how much louder all the background noise is in our room compared typically to the office.
Yeah.
Hear any.
Well, yeah, that's because I have, like, really good microphones. And, it, you know, like, we can hear it through our headphones. Like, well, not through our headphones, but, like, you know, from the ambient noise in the room. But
yeah, no, it's so much more compared to the office. Like, the lack of the foam is very interesting that I've picked up on it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, we only got, like, a few more weeks of this. Beginning of August. Back in the office. Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to, you know, disparage against the Jews. I understand you're fucking doing your own thing. But, yeah, you know, teach them English. Like, if we're going to fucking, you know, make exceptions for you, like, you make exceptions for us.
No, basic education. It's a fucking... It's a human right. Basic education is a human right, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
All right. So now I got, am I the asshole? So, am I the asshole for screaming at my husband and his sister to get out of my kitchen? No, you're not the asshole for screaming at people to get out of your kitchen. You're in the right fucking spot. You're a woman of culture and honor. No. That was misogynistic. That was mean of me.
It was.
The sister should be there. How dare you get the sister out of there? Have her there cooking with you, making your husband sandwiches. swap out, beg. Hey, sister, you make him a sandwich now. done by Wide Competition 9363. My sister's husband, 38, lives with us and our kids. I'm well beyond fed up with her being here because of food issues. That's the only reason. So basically, every single time I make food, his sister will come in and doctor up the food I'm making to her liking. Like, I'll make steak and shrimp the other day, like Applebee's, and she waited until I left the room to put a full stick of butter in my shrimp that was already done. When I came back in, she goes, I'm pretty sure that's the taste you were looking for, and completely ruined it. It was trash. Or whenever I make spaghetti, she'll start dumping sugar into the sauce to the point of sweet spaghetti. What? That makes my kids outright refuse to touch because it's nasty. Every single time that she can get away with it, she's doing something to the food.
What the shit?
I know. Anyway, my husband has started doing the same thing. I went home to make mac.
I went home to make mac last night and cheeseburgers. You just call it mac and cheese.
Yeah, stop. It was confusing. Continue.
I went to the basement to the chest freezer to grab veggies I needed. And when I came back upstairs, my husband was putting canned chicken in the mac and cheese.
What?
He knows the kids absolutely hate the taste of that. And his sister is pushing blocks of blue cheese into the partially cooked burgers. I asked what the fuck they were doing because I've told them so many times to stop fucking with food. Neither of them have any good excuse other than we were just helping. I flipped out and told them to get the fuck out of my kitchen. Both of them told me I was overreacting, etc., etc. The thing is, I've openly asked my sister-in-law to cook several times, but she won't. But she won't stop fucking with the food I'm making. My husband cooks often, and I don't care if he screws with that food, but it royally pisses me off when my cooking is messed with, and he knows that. Am I the asshole?
What the fuck?
Sister, no. I don't even need...
The first time she touched my fucking food, she would have been out.
Yeah.
Like, the other night, you know, I was making food with my wife, and she just started, like, dumping, you know, shit into, like, the meat I was cooking.
You said you wanted to cook together.
I know. Yeah, I did. But, like, the gut reaction of that is, like, I'm making something, and you're like, not good enough, needs that. And, like...
Well, why didn't you tell me that? I would have changed my behavior.
I mean, like, I see what you're doing, but it's like, you know, hey, can you make this part of the meal, and I'll make that part of the meal, and I'm like, okay, cool, and then, you know, I'm, like, doing something, you're just, like, coming in, like, me.
Okay, so how do you want to cook together, then?
I mean, you can do that, just, like, let me know, like, hey, I'm going to add some of this to that, instead of just doing it.
I can do that.
You know, it's like let me know what the fuck you're doing other than just reaching over me and being like, I'm taking control of this. I'm like, because my gut reaction is like, fine, you fucking do it then.
I'm sorry. I really don't mean it that way.
Yeah. You know, so, yes. Like, what you do is, you know, you cook the rest of this fucking shit and serve it just to your husband and your sister-in-law and then remake food for you and your kids.
Too much work.
I know it's extra fucking work, but when they're like, ugh, this food is kind of gross, it's like, no, you fucked with it, you eat this. This is what you get. You fucked with it. Or put up a child gate, or like have like a taser and just tase your sister-in-law.
The fact that you need to do so is what's the point.
You know, like have locking lids. You know, have like a door that fucking locks to the kitchen.
Opie shouldn't have to do this in her own home.
Kick your sister-in-law out. Yeah, just do that.
Yep.
No, this is fucked up.
Oh no, did my mouse finally fucking... No, it did not. Still, got a little bit left on it. Let's see what the, you know, comments say. Not the asshole, especially if... They can, especially considering they're just making your job harder by making your food inedible for your kids. Your sister-in-law has overstayed her welcome. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Work out a policing program.
I always like it when they update.
I mean, yeah, like I when I fucking look it up, I usually do within the week. That way it keeps it fresh. I don't fucking, you know, do shit. This was 6 days ago. Somebody else said, work out a policing program with your kids. Make it fun. Make homemade sheriff's badges and get them an air horn. Teach them what you are doing and learn how to cook. And if they want to be inventive, they can add stuff with your guidance. Every time you leave the kitchen, they are on guard and get to blow the air horn if your husband or his sister come into it, even for a drink.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
They have lost their kitchen privileges while you're cooking because they have no integrity or respect for your work. Teach your kids those words, too. If the food gets tampered with by you and the kids go out for food, and your husband and sister get to eat whatever they fucked with. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I know the budget might be tight for this, but I think if you did this commonly for at least 3 times, the message would get across. Between Chipotle and some other healthier fast food options, it shouldn't be too bad for the kids. If your husband complains about what a waste, it was his choice to be passive-aggressive and not respect you. Know your kids and make it inedible in the first place. If you have a good relationship with your in-laws, maybe you can get them on board even better. Go on a vacation with you and his kids and let the siblings figure it out on their own.
Yep. Yeah. I won't cook portions for them anymore.
Yeah, I fucking love this. Yeah, get your sister-in-law out of your house while you're at it. Yeah, sister. Get her out.
Basically, OP has 2 options. OP can try again, or OP says that was it. Those are the 2 options for OP. And I'm fine with OP going in either direction.
What you do is like, when you get to the bedroom later that night, you know, bring out some shit that your husband does not like. And be like, I think I'm going to spice this up. And just figure out things he does, like pegging. It's like, this is what I want to do with you. And just start fucking his ass. And he's like, I don't like this. And it's like, I don't like it when you fuck with my shit. So I'm fucking with your shit. You know, I'm putting a strap-on dildo so you can't get around that. You know, you can sword fight with my cock. You can suck my dick, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I fucking, yeah. Husband, like, don't fuck, you know, communications. And then relationship advice. I, 39 male, found out I'm the literal backup to my pregnant fiance, 32 female, and walked out. She's begging me to go back, not sure what to do. By deleted. Oh shit, he deleted it like while I was fucking looking. Bit of a very relevant backstory. We first met 6 years ago, in my job, and we were just colleagues then. I split up with my ex 4 years ago, and roughly we started seeing each other casually 3 years ago until she asked me if I can go into a serious relationship just over 2 years ago. A lot has happened in the past 2 years. She had a preventative double mastectomy due to having the breast cancer gene. We both sold our respective homes and moved in together. Got pregnant and proposed 6 months ago. She has been telling me the past few months she's so in love with me and can't wait to start our family and even wants to have more kids with me. We only planned to have just one, but she's so happy. We were even thinking about having another kid straight out, straight after our first is born so we can start our family before the hysterectomy due to the gene. Okay, so she might have cancer and shit. She wanted her maternity leave last week. And 2 weeks ago, before a child is born, Sod's Law said my phone died a few days ago. I don't know what Sod's Law.
I don't know either.
So I asked if I can use one of her old ones until my new one came. Of course, she said of course, and told me which one I should, fucking
okay.
What?
So he literally just getting a phone from her?
Yeah, just getting a phone from her.
Okay, continue.
So I don't want to delete anything I don't need. After a short while, I start going through the phone and see she has conversations with her bestie in there, and the last states just before we're committed to each other. Basically, she was talking to her and weighing her options about having kids before it's too late and going over her backups. I saw her chat about me. Basically, the consensus is I was the shortest and oldest of the guys she was seeing, but I had the best prospects, the most stable job, the best personality, the most common interest, funny, good in bed, and good looking, even though I'm not her usual type. She said she was going to give it a go, and her friend encouraged her. So I guess we started dating. Messages stopped, and she started going through the mastectomies and got a new phone. I just went, "What the fuck, babe?" out loud. She was initially clueless, but realized what phone I had, and she was mortified, and she was spiraling, trying to explain herself, but not making much sense. I literally told her to shut up, grab my stuff, and walked out. I booked an Airbnb and have been staying there for a couple days. She's been messaging me, sending video messages, literally begging me to come home crying so we can talk. I can't face it. I feel so fucking humiliated and used. I've gone from the happiest I've been in years to feeling like my last couple of years have been a lie. I keep going through the messages on one hand and thinking about the way she's been for the past few months on the other, telling me how much she's in love with me, how happy she is, how she wouldn't change the past couple of years, how she's looking forward to starting a family with me, even saying things like she has an actual crush on me and even sends me texts with little love hearts on them. I don't know what to do. Do I go back and talk or wait it out until she has a baby and go back and discuss it then? I'm a literal mess, Reddit. TLDR, pregnant fiance uses her old, lets me use her old phone. I discover chats in it, basically going over the pros and cons of a backup before she'd start going out with me. I walked out feeling humiliated, don't know what to do.
Okay, so this is a reverse plot line in so many romantic novels. Like, this is fucking stupid. No, seriously, there's always one novel where, like, the dude who has, like, no idea, has no desire to be in marriage, has, like, a list of women, and then he comes across a woman, and then, like, she's, like, not on the list, but she, like, actually makes the list, whatever, and they fall in love, blah, 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 blah. This is literally the reverse. This is hilarious. Courtney, you agree with me, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Thank you.
Funny.
So, it's funny.
You know, I truly do feel for this guy. But dude, pussy is pussy. Like, don't walk out on some shit that happened a few years ago, you know, especially when you first started, you know, going out, you know, you'll say some shit and be like, yeah, I don't know, because you're fucking back in a new relationship, but you put in a few years. I wouldn't fucking put a baby into a chick like 2 years in, but you know,
shit happens. Birth control's not 100%.
Oh, she wanted a baby because she's getting a hysterectomy.
Oh, then yeah. Just continue.
She has cancer genes. I'm like, just donate those genes to Goodwill, dumb bitch. Easy.
Oh my god.
Oh no, fucking blah blah blah. You know, there is a fucking update here though. But yeah, what, you want to see the update now?
I want to see the update.
Edited to add an update. You're all right. I shouldn't just walk out and leave her while she's so vulnerable. I'm going to go home and at least be with her until the baby is here, and then we'll see what happens there. I can't say how long term and how I'll feel what will happen, but I'm just happy I'll tackle that when it comes. So he's moving back in, you know, staying with her. But it's like, you know,
this is a logical first step. This is a very good first step.
Yeah, you know, like the trust has been, like, you know, fractured.
But he's still stepping up to his role as a father, and that could not be more reassuring to either OP or his partner. Like, it's very important what he's doing right there. That is very important.
So Gray Ukulele said, my husband asked me out because he thought I'd be a good, supportive wife, and didn't fall for me until after we started dating. When I found out, I was so upset. It didn't really matter. I love him. He loves me. I don't have any doubts about a relationship. I understand that you'd be embarrassed or upset. But how you started out doesn't invalidate your current relationship.
Round of applause.
My wife and I dated a couple weeks in college, but because I wasn't madly in love with her, I pushed her away. We stayed friends, and over many years, I began to regret my decision. A few years later, she turned me down when I chased her. It was just after a bad breakup. Remain friends and married a few years later. Happily married 10 years now. Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, I mean, fucking stick with her. You know.
See, all these comments. Like, it's so cute. It's literally the reverse.
You know, she thinks you have the best personality, funny, good, and bad, and good looking, even though you're not a normal type.
All compliments.
Yeah, so just go back, you know, be with her, fucking give her that good dick. You know, have a fucking family, whatever. You know, get over yourself. You're a man. Stop being a little pussy. So, you know, strong dick it all day. And, you know, you can go ahead and throw it back up in your wife's face later. Like when your kids get older. It's like, mommy almost, you know, didn't want to date you, daddy, because I was a backup. You can make it a fucking, you know, little joke. And like anytime, you know, she's like, can you back up my computer before I, you know, switch over to a new one? It's like, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So. All I gotta say is.
It's cute.
Just go back with her. Fucking, you're fine, dude.
Like, it's okay for him to process and feel this way. Absolutely. But OP should rest assured.
OP deleted his profile, too, so he can't, like, re-fucking, you know, like, do any of his shit. But, yeah, dude, you're going to be fine. It was 16 hours ago. You've already fucking deleted your entire profile. I'm sure you're, like, you know, you're feeling like an idiot. You're going to feel like an idiot here in a week.
But OP also...
Or you might already feel like a fucking idiot. Shit sucks.
But also, OP literally just stood up as an active parent, and like there could be nothing more attractive for OP's partner right here now.
Yeah, I mean she's about to go have a fucking baby, so
yeah.
I'm sure like once you see that little baby come out, like all your fucking other worries are just gonna disappear. I don't know. I don't have any kids. I'm never gonna have kids. My wife doesn't have a fucking, you know, a pussy womb thing, whatever.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Got rid of that shit.
I don't even, like womb seems like just like a nice, like, warm room. Like just like womb, warm room.
I don't know. I don't remember. Do you remember?
I mean, I never came inside you when you really had that thing.
Oh, my God.
Like every time, like I like jizz inside you, I'm like,
you completely missed my drift.
I panicked every time. I'm like, oh no, please don't get pregnant. I prayed. That's the only time in my life I prayed. I'm like, God, make sure she doesn't get pregnant. I promise I'll go back to church.
Did you?
No. I'm like, you dumbass. I lied to you. Thanks, bro, for the fucking free plan B. Yo.
Yeah. No, my uterus was, there was no way I was going to get pregnant with the uterus I had.
It was just like a penis, just like tucked inside.
No, it's like a third of the size it was supposed to be, and it was tilted at the wrong angle. Like, getting pregnant would have been extremely difficult, which is why I never got pregnant. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I can go buy children. Like, literally, there's parents are like, fucking buy my kid.
Oh, my God. Adopt, don't shop.
I was adopted, and I turned out really fucked up. I don't know why anyone would adopt me. I was already fucked up. But that's it for this episode. That's it for this week. I'm still working on a fucking new logo, a new name for the podcast. So if you have any fucking recommendations, hit me up on Twitter, Alex the Truck. You can go ahead and hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, whatever the fuck. And these girls don't have anything. You can send me dick pics and I'll force them to stare at.
I will not have to be forced. I am eager to rate dick.
We'll give dick ratings. We'll have a new segment on this fucking podcast where the chicks and a dick, you know, and they rate a fucking dick. Like, Courtney, are you down to rate some dicks?
Sure.
See?
Oh, my God.
Courtney.
My dad mentioned wanting to know what this was called. I'm like, nope, I don't want you to listen to it.
Just give him a fake name then.
Huh?
Just give him a fake name.
Just say it's the Joe Rogan Experience. He'll fucking fall in love with it, and he'll have so much time. Like, I don't even want to listen to your shitty podcast. I have Joe Rogan here to, you know, comfort me. Or like, be like Tucker Carlson's fucking podcast. But that's it. You know, see y'all later. Bye.